Jr. And now our Sunday birthdays. We've got Perry Hunter, Earl Swami Nelson, Akeisha Session, Diamond Jim Harris, Carlos Howard, Christine Saxon, Diane Thomas, Sharon Valley Porter, Jimmy Hampton, Wanda Branch, Tasha Mack, and Mentral Denise. And happy birthday to all the birthday people everywhere.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
If you run across any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's give a big shout out to Miss Jessica Howard. She's listening to the radio program. We appreciate you, Brother Shoppy Lloyden. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. It's always a pleasure being with you here in the Hamp Camp. All right, let's get to our Bible Jeopardy clue today. All right, what was the name of the river that John the Baptist baptized in? Was it the Euphrates? Was it the Arnon? Was it the Jabbok? Or was it the Jordan? Mark 1 and 5 has the correct answer. And if you answered what is the Jordan River, then you would be correct. Just like Ree Ethel Arby and Bill Platt and Pat Fontenot and Boyd and Martha Coleman and Monroe, Sheila Thomas and Alexandria, Lady Di, Sharon Gilbert and Monroe, and Miss Bertha Page and Monroe, they all got it right, and I'm sure that you did as well. You know, I want to talk with you a little bit about leaving yesterday behind. You know, yesterday you may have come short, you may have made some mistakes, you may have made some boo-boos, but that was yesterday. You don't want to bring yesterday's mistakes, yesterday's failures, yesterday's attitudes into today. That tends to ruin your future and your tomorrows, as well as ruin today. You see, attitudes that were for yesterday are not good for today. It's sort of like the manna that came down for the children of Israel. It was good for one day only. And so should your attitude. Your attitude today should be fresh, just like the manna that God provides. A fresh new attitude is what's needed for today. Yesterday's hurts, yesterday's disappointments, yesterday's sorrows, leave them in the past. They're no good for today. You don't want to ruin your today and your tomorrows thinking about yesterday. And I just want to encourage you to put on a new garment of praise. Put on a new attitude today and go forward like the child of God that you were meant to be. All right? Thank you so much for listening all this week. Before I get out of here, I want to remind you, Global Impact Ministries at 1819 Memorial Drive will be having a block party this Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Now, the block party is going to be so much fun for a lot of the young people and the kids. So if you have children and you're within the sound of my voice, Alexandria, Louisiana, 1819 Memorial Drive is the place to be. Bring as many kids as you can to the Global Impact Block Party. We got room. We can handle it. We're at 1819 Memorial Drive in Alexandria. Big block party with games, food, music, a lot of fun for the children, and it's safe. It's a safe environment, a godly environment. Global Impact Ministries Block Party, that's Saturday at 5 p.m. Well, that's it, and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
I will call on the name of the Lord. unstoppable Wayne Hampton Show.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it all right.